This is Dave with Forstream.com. I am sans Bernadette today. She's traveling, so I'll do my best. Talking today about the Psalms and the idea of finding your own new song. It's an interesting concept in the scriptures, and it's presented all the way through the Psalms. In fact, there's a list of those Psalms, in some of the notes that go with this. But Psalm 33, Psalm 40, 96, 98... about seven or eight different places. So it's a great study. It also comes up, the idea of a new song comes up in Isaiah chapter 42, as well as over in the book of Revelation. And that's a great study as well. The word new with regard to new song means to renew or repair. So that tells you something right there. The usage in Revelation, which is Greek, adds the nuance of a song which is fresh. So from the Old Testament, or the so-called Old Testament, we get the idea of renewing or repairing. From the so-called New Testament, the idea is fresh. So it's a renewal and a repairing, but there's a freshness that comes from singing our own new song. So I ask the question for myself, what are the ways music renews me and repairs me and gives me a fresh outlook, as well as lifting my spirit? So when we sing our own new songs, and that's the idea here, what's your song? What's your new song? Well, they're going to emulate the God relationship people experienced in the God story, because the new song originates in the heart. Now, it can be inspired by many things, but it's our own new song. So I ask you a question today. What's your song? And how often do you sing it? And what are the different choruses? And what are the different verses? Because that's what the Psalms are trying to get us to understand. What is our psalm? Now, I can read a psalm and experience things from my actual study of it, or looking at it, or meditating on it. But when it becomes new, then it becomes mine. And that's what I've been kind of pondering today a little bit. So when I feel inspired to write a song, a chorus, a poem, or a thought, several things happen. Now, I want to see if this relates to what happens with you when you go through the creative process of your heart being stirred. So that's the first thing that happens. My heart begins to stir. I see something. I feel something. I experience something that makes my heart stir. Then, with that, my God thoughts begin to clarify. In fact, it takes a little discipline in there to go, oh, well, this is a euphoric feeling or a good feeling or a positive thing. Well, where's it coming from? And I can either look at that humanistically, or I can look at it from a spiritual perspective as my God thoughts begin to clarify. Where is God in the middle of this imagination as my heart is stirring? Well, what I find with my new song and my new songs that kind of spring from my own heart, gratefulness wells up inside of my heart. And that's how I can know it's a new song, because God, through His Spirit, is producing gratefulness in His children. And that leads to the fourth thing. Then I express my feelings in praise to my King. So all of those things, I think, make up the idea of a new song. A lot of great passages that talk about this, but one of my favorites is in the book of Colossians. And it's a great summary passage, but see where the song and the new song fit in, because what's important to me as you consider this and as I'm considering it right now is that I get in touch with the new song part of me, because just by virtue of the idea that it's a new song doesn't mean it's the same old, same old. That means that the newness or the freshness has to be renewed by God. So here it is. It's out of Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to start with verse 12. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, also you should forgive others. Now, that seems to be prerequisite or preparatory to being able to sing my own new song. He also says, beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. So if I want to be a God singer, a new song singer, I have to consider my heart. Because if those things are not true that I just described, then it's going to impede my heart from experiencing a new song. And here's where that's defined here in verse 15. Let the peace of Christ then rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. So see the gratitude part that I was talking about earlier. First of all, we respond to people the way God wants us to respond. Then we experience gratitude as we put on love. And then the peace of Christ rules in our hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and we are grateful. Let this word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, new songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. What I love about this passage is it's all about the heart. And, you know, I can sing a hymn that's 700 years old or 1,000 years old, or some of the things that are in the scriptures that are obviously several thousand years old. I can sing them over and over again. That doesn't mean that I'm singing them as a new song. And that's really the job of the Spirit in my life, I think, is to come in and, you know, just kind of animate the truth of what God is expressing into my life, whether it is from a psalm or a hymn or a spiritual song. So I want to leave you with a few questions today to just kind of ponder. What's one of your favorite songs, and why is it special to you, and how does it make you feel? I'm not just talking about a worship song or something that's a God song for you, but one of your favorite songs, because I've got some awesome songs in my life that stir things that are not necessarily spiritual songs. Second question, what is one of your favorite spiritual songs, and why is it that way? How does that make you feel? And then finally, when you think about the Psalms, is there any particular psalm that you enjoy and that you have found your heart singing as you've read it? You know, I've got a list of different songs, choruses that I've written throughout the years, Psalm 2, 24, 19. There's like 15 psalms here that at some point God has animated those and turned them into a personal song for me, which I'm really incredibly grateful for. What's your new song? What's fresh going on inside of your heart? What is being renewed or being repaired? Hey, thanks for listening. Bernadette will be back next time we're together, so I know you missed her.